From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House is strongly condemning today's attack by Islamist extremists on a U.S. consulate in Pakistan. Militants wearing uniforms of a government paramilitary group attacked the heavily fortified compound. The sound of grenades, bombs, and weapons fire had people scrambling for cover. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead says at least three people were killed and a dozen others were injured.
A Pakistani government minister said that two cars with four militants, all heavily armed, tried to break through security to get into the consulate building. Other reports suggest that there were more militants involved. There were then three explosions, big explosions, some of which damaged buildings, others of which killed and injured a number of people, yet unspecified. And then a gun battle appears to have broken out between these suspected militants and the security forces in those areas. A lot of the Pakistani TV stations were on the scene very quickly. They described what happened, but also had very dramatic pictures showing the moments that two of these blasts went off.
The BBC's Alistair Leithhead reporting. Search crews in China are hoping to find even more workers alive in a flooded mine. Already, they've rescued more than 100 miners who were trapped underground for a week. Some ate sawdust and strapped themselves to the walls of the mine shaft in order to survive. The space shuttle Discovery is in orbit after a dramatic pre-dawn launch at the Kennedy Space Center. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports the shuttle's now on its way to the International Space Station.
Discovery lit up the sky as it blasted off into the darkness.
3, 2, 1, 0. Booster ignition and liftoff of Discovery, blazing a trail to scientific discoveries aboard space station.
NASA had made plans to send live video of Discovery's launch up to the six residents of the International Space Station. The shuttle and its crew of seven will arrive at the station in a couple of days. Once the shuttle docks, astronauts will unload supplies and racks of science equipment for the station's labs. They'll also deliver some new sleeping quarters for the station's crew. After this mission, NASA will have just three shuttle flights remaining before the agency plans to end the space shuttle program. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
More aftershocks are being felt today in Southern California from Sunday's strong earthquake on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Police in Calexico, California say there's some minor damage to buildings there, but no injuries have been reported. A new report shows the service sector of the economy expanding at its fastest pace in 2 years. The gain in the Institute for Supply Management's service index was more than analysts had expected. That report on hiring in the service sector is boosting stock prices today. The Dow is up 52 points at 10,979. The Nasdaq is up 24. This is NPR News from Washington. Pending sales of homes are up sharply. Danielle Carson reports an index that tracks sales agreements jumped more than 8% in February.
Analysts blame January's sluggish numbers on Mother Nature. Would-be home buyers were too busy shoveling snow off their driveways to comb through open house listings. But pending sales in February shot up to a 97.6 reading, the biggest jump since 2001 when the index started. It makes perfect sense to Michael Larson, a retail analyst with Weiss Research. He says the housing market is brimming with affordable homes.
Cheap homes and cheap financing are gradually bringing out home buyers. From a buyer's standpoint, house prices in some regions are off 30, 40, 50% from where they used to be. Mortgage rates are low. Why should I not buy, especially when I have an incentive like this tax credit to act?
First-time buyers get a tax break of up to $8,000 if they sign a contract by April 30th. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Easter Monday at the White House, thousands of children swarming over the south lawn of the executive mansion for the annual Easter egg roll. First Lady Michelle Obama, with the president at her side, welcomed the kids and their parents.
Is this not the most perfect day for the Easter egg roll? Let's say thank you to Mother Nature. Yeah. You guys, we are so excited to have you. Welcome to the 2010 Easter Egg Roll. The theme for this year's event is Ready, Set, What? Go!
Then the races began as the children catapulted colored eggs across the White House lawn. The Easter Egg Roll dates back to 1878 when Rutherford B. Hayes was president. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.